This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Vice President Biden got on the phone today with the president of Ukraine, Viktor Yanukovych. The vice president said there would be, quote, consequences for the U.S.-Ukraine relationship if the violence and protests in Kiev continue. Those demonstrations, as you know, have been going on for months now. David Stern is the BBC correspondent in Ukraine. We got him in Kiev. David, it's good to have you with us.
Hello there.
These protests started months ago with European Union membership certainly in the very forefront of what was going on. That, I imagine, has faded a bit. It's not about the EU and economic development so much anymore, is it?
Well, it is and it isn't. It is the EU issue is still up there. Obviously, other issues have overtaken that. Most recently, the terrible death of at least two of the protesters. Before that, we just this last week, we saw a package of laws that the parliament passed and the president signed, which cracked down on public protests or limited them. But as I was saying, the EU is still up there.
Can you still go to market and buy dinner supplies? Can people go to work? Those kinds of things.
In Kiev, it has affected business in the center of town. I was walking around today. Many businesses around the central area are closed. The place where the clashes have been taking place is a combat zone. I just came back from there, and there's a ceasefire, but it's a very tense situation with people standing around with metal bars and sticks with helmets on their heads, anticipating that fighting with the police may break out, or in fact, the police may storm.
There are those in Ukraine who want the European Union. There are those who want Russia. Either way, though, if I'm an investor with some capital, none of what's going on there makes me want to spend money in Ukraine.
Well, exactly. Whatever the outcome, it looks like Ukraine may suffer. It's difficult to see how they can extract themselves out of this situation. What Mr. Yanukovych seems to have done with his deal with Russia, where he got $15 billion in prospective loans and also cheaper gas,
right.
is to have fended off a disaster, an economic disaster. And I've been told that it would possibly was just weeks away. They were really just scraping the bottom of the barrel. Now he's managed to buy himself a little bit of breathing room, but he's definitely not bought himself a successful economy. Ukraine is in recession right now. It doesn't look like it's going to get out. And obviously, yes, the turbulence doesn't really make it look like a very attractive place. But let's be honest, if the turbulence wasn't there, it wouldn't be that great an attractive place.
David Stern, the BBC correspondent in Kiev, in Ukraine. David, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.